My accent will be a little funny compared to what you're used to, but bear with me. I want to ask you all a question. If birth control pills are available at Walmart for $4 and any of the health insurance policies I have ever been involved in have more than a $48 deductible, what is this mandate all about? As a president of a Catholic high school, I am deeply concerned about this mandate. I see it as an infringement on our rights, but I am worried, very worried, about the future and what it may mean for our schools. Supposedly, this mandate won't apply to our school because we are sponsored by the church. Supposedly, it only applies to businesses and organizations who say they are Catholic but aren't under the administration of a diocese or a parish. So my school is registered, as most Catholic schools are, as a corporation. In the future, will it be interpreted then that I can be counted as an independent? Will I be forced to let teachers go who aren't Catholic and close my school to any student who isn't Catholic? If this mandate goes through, our bishops would have to close Catholic hospitals, charities, etc. to the public. Our colleges would be forced to do the same. Our schools, I am quite sure, would be next. Right now, my school alone saves the state of Indiana over $5 million a year. Across this country in 2011, 2,065,872 students were educated in Catholic schools. If tomorrow these schools were to close and students sent to public schools, there would be an impact of well over $206 million to local communities. And that would just be tuition. It doesn't count the impact of new buildings needed, unemployment that would be caused by this, etc. Imagine, if you will, then, what the impact would be of Catholic hospitals, colleges, and universities closing, to say nothing of the charities and the poor who will not be served. Surely our government has thought this through. The economic impact alone is staggering. The government blog put out to give the so-called facts say that savings will be realized from free birth control offers, and that would offer would be worth the cost. Really? There are many drugs to help disease that, if made free, would serve us better. Why is our government not focused on those? Insulin, for example, to help poor diabetics who can't live without that. If birth control costs only $4 or $48 a year and won't even be covered by deductibles, then what savings are we talking about? Under this mandate, they would have to be made free through the health insurance the organizations offer. That means a company or organization would bear that cost, and it would be passed on to the consumer, who would bear the brunt of this increase. This isn't about savings. This isn't about fairness to women. This is about taking away our religious liberty for a segment of the population. This is about forcing people of faith to do something that is against their beliefs. This is not American. Right. So to borrow from Patrick Henry on this day, give me liberty or give me death, just not the death of my soul. Thank you. Yeah.